Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Happy As, Stories of Summer, Family, and the Magic of Childhood, written and read by Larry Emder.
It's 2022. I'm standing on the promenade at North Bondi, overlooking the iconic kiddies pool. I'm wearing drop crotch denim shorts, Birkenstocks, and a linen shirt. And I'm sipping a double shot skim macchiato that I just bought at Speedo's Cafe across the road for $4.40. And I'm thinking, what happened to me? When did my life become this wanky? Because when I was growing up and swimming in this pool, life was incredibly simple and so, so much fun. It was half a century ago. Wait, stop the book. That's how an old man would start his first chapter. Has my life been going on for so long, I need a half a century reference in there? Oh, dearie me. Oh, shit, there's another thing an old man would say. This book was a stupid idea. All it's doing is proving that I've accidentally become an old man. Going off on a tangent is also something an old man would do, so maybe I should get on with the story before this old man gets so far off course he forgets what this story is about. Back in the day, the beach was our backyard, and the North Bondi kiddies pool was our favourite hang. My sisters, Nikki and Martine and I, were all under 10, and we would splash around in this pool all day. Would I get out and run the 200 metres to the public toilet to go for a wee? As if. Back then, we thought the water temperature was increasing naturally as the sun got higher and the air warmed up. But now that I know more about science and stuff, I think I can safely say that the more kids weed in there during the day, the more it heated up. It's a tidal pool, and at high tide, you could jump off the pool wall into the deeper end. Not so deep, really. Maybe a metre. On days when there was a big surf, the waves would smash against the wall and spray up and over, and we'd hang on to the railing, which was just a rusty chain, and swing back and forth as the waves smashed into us. At low tide, the pool would get one big flush that exposed a large patch of sand. We would spend hours building sandcastles and just messing around. All I remember from these days was laughter and happiness and sunburn and ouchies when feeling the red sunburnt skin off our noses and shoulders. Weekend breakfasts were my favourite. My mum, Faye, would make her specialty, which she called bunny in a hole. She would heat the frying pan up to high, but not just any old frying pan. My dad, Dave, was a travelling salesman, and at the time he sold fancy pots and pans, so naturally, mum got a brand new set. A mere description of Mum's awesome bunny-in-a-hole recipe from the 1970s would cause any nutritionist of today with a completely healthy heart to have a heart attack, maybe multiple.